This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We are at NR Acapulco 2018 at the beautiful Princess Resort, right on the beach in Acapulco, Mexico. It's the fourth year for Anarchapulco. You can go to anarchapulco.com. You can check the event out there. But if you didn't get a ticket, sorry, you can't come in because it's sold out this year. It had not sold out in any of the three previous years, but it's packed full of people.
Sure is.
This time around, and that means it's easy to get people to talk to because there's a bunch of them, and they're all very interesting, and they've got something exciting going on in the world of cryptocurrency.
You say it's easy, but I got to weed through these folks and bring the very best for our listeners.
I think I've brought most of them, actually, through the show
so far.
What,
do you want a cookie?
Are there cookies around here?
Yeah, we'll get you a cookie.
Be happy to have one of those. But anyway, we'll talk to all kinds of folks. We've got a whole weekend still to come here yet. And so if you want to join us online, go to anarchapulco.com. Of course, this is Ian and Mark with Free Talk Live. Like I said, at Anarchapulco. One of our sponsors on this program is Zencash, and they started recently on Free Talk Live. They've actually been advertising on a lot of liberty-oriented podcasts.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that. Actually, no. We were one of the later ones that they brought on. Daryl W. Perry, one of our co-hosts, he's got his own podcast that he does, and he's been sponsored by Zencash. And I, off the top of my head, I don't remember the others, but there are some others that have as well. And one of the things that, you know, when they came on board with Free Talk Live, and I want to introduce, by the way, Angie Villarreal, who is the Mexico and Latin American lead for Zencash. Hello, Angie.
Hello there.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. So when we looked at Zencash, you know, we don't have to take anybody's money on Free Talk Live, and so I wanted to make sure that this was, you know, a legitimate cryptocurrency. There's a lot of them out there. Why should we be advertising this one? And it turns out that it's actually a really libertarian founding. The people who are behind Zencash, initially at least, were very libertarian, very voluntarist. In fact, the white paper, as we've mentioned many times on the air, mentions voluntarism. And so for me, that was like, okay, I felt a lot better about it as soon as I saw that. And then we talked to one of the founders, Robert, on the air about Zencash. And, you know, everything he said sounded great. They've actually been on Will's show, Call to Freedom, since then, and did a two-hour-long interview on the air about Zencash there. And one of our co-hosts, Chris Wade, who is a tech guru, you know, he's from ThinkPenguin.com, major privacy advocate. He was blown away by Zencash and the questions, the answers that were given to the questions. So, Angie, what's your story? How did you get involved in Zencash?
Well, I started 2 years ago in this whole crypto world. I was with the BitShares Munich company working for an application called BlockPay. So I started to get involved in this whole crypto world and very focused on the business development part, representing Mexico and some parts of Central America. Then I met Rob because he was also kind of like an ambassador for this foundation, and we became very close. Mm-hmm. So afterwards, I heard that he was starting this Zencash movement and this Zen foundation, and he invited me to work with him. I was super surprised when I found out all of the things that they were doing, the team that he was building up, the protocol, everything. So I kind of like pretty fast got involved with them, and now I have the pleasure to be representing Mexico and Latin America in this whole big thing.
Because I know we mentioned recently on the air that now there's like close to 50 team members involved with Zencash. They started with five. There's 6,800 secure nodes now, so it's supposed to be one of the...
We reached out 7,000.
7,000.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's one of the most secure blockchains out there as a result of that, apparently. So you're part of that expansion into that up to 50 team members.
Yeah, which is like went crazy last year and this year, growing up so fast. Trying to like spread the word in different parts of different countries, different parts of the world.
Is that what your job is? Is to kind of hit the, you know, get in, get out in conferences, or what do you do as the Latin American representative for Zencash?
Well, there's a lot of things that we have to take care of. For example, we have to like spread the channels of communication with the different communities.
Mm-hmm.
We also run the business development part to try to integrate with a lot of different partnerships and people getting involved, a lot of things. And also try to like run out at the communities, because this is very important for us. Always support them, make them feel secure about the things we are doing, and always trying to like keep up with the things we are doing, because this is essential for our privacy blockchain.
And it is a privacy blockchain. I'm glad you mentioned that. It is. It's got the zero knowledge anonymity built into it from the start, which is great. There's also the decentralized autonomous organizations, which is the way that that's going to govern the currency. And I believe they're starting with that now, right? Where's that process at, you know?
Well, we are still working on that. I think we maybe have about 40 or 50% in advancement, because there's this like a very huge platform to build around. There's a lot of effort from a lot of people all over the world. But yeah, we're in our way to building our decentralized autonomous organization, the treasury fund as well. So we're trying to like working a lot of stuff going on right now. Recently, we have a very important partnership with IOHK.
What's that?
This is IOHK's foundation by Charles Hoskinson.
Not familiar.
From Ethereum. He was one of the founders of Ethereum.
Ethereum, so, for listeners that don't know, is the second most valuable cryptocurrency by market cap right now.
It has about five or more founders. It's okay. quite a few.
Yeah. So we have this IOHK partnership where we're trying to like go a lot of deeper in the research and development part to trying to like bring more value into our blockchain to continue improving, because we have three main goals this year.
Okay.
One of them is radical usability, radical scalability, and radical transparency as well.
Right.
So with these three main goals, what we're trying to do is like fortify our blockchain with a lot of research and development. So there's a lot of science and like cool stuff going on in there that we're developing to deliver to the market. Yeah.
That's very exciting. Zencash.com, of course, is where people can go to learn more about it. And you said you got into blockchain stuff, what, a couple years ago?
Yeah,
what was your story? How did that happen for you?
Well, I saw, a Facebook post from a friend of mine, and he was working in this whole crazy Bitcoin thing, and I was like, okay, what's this? And he seems to be doing pretty well, and that's how I got involved with the whole crypto thing, and then one thing leads to the other one, and I started to like do some research, because there was not a lot of information at the time. So I was like, okay, what's this? And I started to reading a lot. I have a background in industrial engineering, so for me it was kind of like not that hard to.
So you could wrap your mind around the technical concepts.
Yeah, kind of like the very basics. So I was like, okay, I have an idea of this and that. And then I started to realize this was also like a social movement, not only the Bitcoin, the value, any altcoins that came out later, but it was like a lot of things going on, you know, in different industries and fields, you know, economics, finance, and technology. So it was like a huge revolution that we've seen coming up until now.
So you caught the vision pretty quickly then. It didn't take you that long to come
on board. I did, and I was like super caught up by that. So I was like, okay, I mean, I want to support that. I want to know more about it, and maybe if I can do some business around it, that would be great.
Now, where in Mexico are you based?
I'm based in Monterrey,
up
north.
Okay.
Yeah, super close to the United States border.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the cryptocurrency scene like in Mexico from what you've seen? I mean, is it getting bigger, or, you know, where's it at?
I think it is. We have a lot of people that's showing a lot of enthusiasm at the time. We also have this urge to move to other alternatives when it comes to the financial system, due to our current situation in the country. Of course, there's a lot of countries that need this as a solution to provide and to grow in their financial system, but I think Mexico is also in its way to really grow in this whole crypto solutions when it comes to some decentralized solutions and applications and for people to have this opportunity, I think it's a great start to move around what sits, but first we need to really appreciate the value that has in it, and like really understand it, and then we can move forward to that. So we're kind of like in that process to like get to know it, understand it, and then understand how to use that.
Awesome. Angie, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to sit in with us here on Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me, and anything, just let me know. I'm always here to help.
Really appreciate it. That's Angie from Zencash over at Zencash.com. This is Free Talk Live. We will continue from Anarchapulco 2018, where the event is sold out. Hopefully, yeah, we still haven't actually figured out if they're live streaming this. We need to find out if that's actually happening or not. The internet connection here, I think, is being bogged down by the variety of hundreds of libertarians who are hanging out. More coming up here in moments from Anarchapulco.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is Anarchapulco 2018 at the beautiful resort, the Princess Resort on the beach, with a wonderful group of folks here. It's Ian and Mark in our outdoors covered studio. Nice breeze coming through here. It's not too hot. I mean, imagine it's pretty hot if you're out in the sun during the daytime. Even though it's the wintertime, we're in Acapulco, pretty nearby the, I don't know how close to the equator, but down towards the southern, southwestern corner of Mexico. And there's just all kinds of interesting people around here. And, you know, pretty much everybody that walks up to the table, they've got a story to tell. And we've got Jimmy Morrison with us from The Housing Bubble, which is a movie that you're working on producing. Jimmy, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me.
Your website, thebubblefilm.com, and I see you have a Murray Rothbard Enemy of the State shirt on, so I guess we don't have to really guess at what your political viewpoints are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Imagine you would describe yourself as...
Anarcho-capitalist.
Anarcho-capitalist. I like the term voluntarist myself, but hey, whatever floats your boat. What's your role with the housing bubble, and what is it?
So I started this documentary back at the end of 2010, 2011.
So you're the creator of this.
Yes, okay. I wrote and directed it, but Tom Woods got on board. I co-wrote the documentaries with him, and we eventually expanded it into two documentaries.
Really?
So the film we're showing this week is The Housing Bubble, and we're just wrapping up post-production on that, and we're still editing the bigger
bubble. So you're showing a rough draft of the first one?
Yes, that's okay. Right. That's right. And the idea was to interview people who predicted the crash, ask them why it happened and what's next. So The Housing Bubble film, we look at the past, we look at the causes of the housing bubble, then go back and look at the Great Depression, the stagflation of the 1970s, and show that...
Is history repeating itself?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's not going to happen the same way every time, but there are some similar themes that we're seeing, so...
So, I would presume, so you're doing interviews, right? You know, as a journalistic sort of organization, maybe you don't take a particular stand on what's going to happen, but I'll bet you your interviewees
do. If it's
a
documentary, it's probably not journalistic. Is it journalistic? It's probably not, right?
Well, I guess I do a couple things that other people don't do. A lot of people like to look at people's intentions, you know, make political documentaries, but this is more of an economics documentary. It's more about the effects of the policies and what happened. So, we have Jim Rogers, Mark Faber, Doug Casey, Peter Schiff, Jim Grant. All these people have
Ron Paul,
of course, how could I forget? And all these people have their own take on what is going to happen. But these documentaries are more just trying to educate people so that they can make their own choices and make their own opinions.
So,
you know, we're not saying gold is the next thing or Bitcoin's the next thing, but we want people to know they should be looking for the next thing.
Is the idea that there's another housing bubble or what?
Yeah, absolutely. They've propped up housing. They've propped up student loans, which is something that we were just talking
about. That's a big one, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if you got to look at, one important thing to look at when it comes to student loans is we're creating a generation of people who are walking out the door after getting 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th grade educations now, and essentially with, call it $40,000 to $80,000 in debt that they can't get rid of through a bankruptcy, and therefore, at some point or another, basically, either they're not going to be able to pay.
Well, there was a guy here earlier who said if he files the right papers and says the right magic words, then he'll get rid of his college.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so.
That's my opinion. But the bank isn't going to get paid, so these banks are going to have these, you know, bad pieces of paper again.
Right.
When did that happen? With the housing bubble that we're just talking about. So the same organizations that funded the housing bubble that were caught, you know, holding this crappy paper in the housing bubble are going to have crappy paper with the student loans. They're going to be the ones that have the loan on your house. They're going to need propping up. You're going to see this again in all likelihood.
With a student loan, you don't get to just capture a piece of property. At least at the very end of a bad loan, you get to take the property back.
What are you going
to
do with a student loan? Are you going to take the... By the way, the banks didn't get... When they did get the property, they didn't get anything of value because the property sat there, deteriorated.
Sure.
So you take a $200,000 house, you leave it unoccupied in a bad part of town for 6 months. It is not a $200,000 property. You're lucky to get a $75,000 property.
Yeah. In Detroit, you can get them for $2,000.
Detroit's got extra problems.
So you look at the housing bubble. We had Fannie Mae guaranteeing all these loans. So banks had no downside. They could just make a loan and then sell it to Fannie Mae and book the profits. And even if they didn't sell it to Fannie Mae, at the end of the day, when they took the hit, the government just bailed them out anyway. So people think, oh, maybe that won't happen again. But if you look at, like you said, student loans, let's see, do we have an organization like Fannie Mae?
They sure do.
They even have similar
names. Same name.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I can't see how this isn't just plain as day to everybody who's who takes one moment to look at it. And I don't have a good answer as to how to avoid this. When the United States went down from the housing bubble, the Great Recession affected the entire globe. The world's largest economy is a market maker when it comes to these things, and it's going to affect the whole world. I mean, moving, I suppose. Being in gold and silver, those are good things. Being in crypto, excellent choice. You know, owning the things that you're in your life, you know, pay off debt, don't have debt, you know, have your own business. You know, these are some things that one might be able to do, but there's no guarantee, and it's going to be ugly again.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know when.
One of the things that a lot of people try to do is try to pinpoint right when it's going to happen.
Yeah,
and we don't believe that's possible.
Sure.
You know, all we can say is these distortions are happening. They're structuring the economy in a way that's unsustainable. When the Fed creates money that lowers interest rates and that distorts people's decision making, and because the United States is the world reserve currency, it doesn't just distort it here, it distorts it in other countries like you're talking about. And in the past, we've been exporting a lot of our price inflation.
Yeah, sure.
So we haven't seen the price inflation. It's been happening in other countries. But as they stop not necessarily accepting dollars, but stop using it as their reserve currency, all that money is going to come flooding back to the U.S. And instead of having all these cheap goods, we're going to have to deal with rising prices.
Reality.
Right, exactly.
Right. Reality is going to hit. It's going to hit hard. And people, you know, U.S. citizens, really, as sad as that it may be, but U.S. citizens who lived through 2008 and 2009 didn't see as bad as it could have been because much of that was exported to foreign countries. There's a lot of, we got 300 million in the United States. Well, there's 8 billion in the world. That means leave 770 millions out there, 700 millions out there that to which we exported it.
Let's talk about the filmmaking aspect of this. So you're the director, you're the writer of this, you're the creator basically behind this. Is this your first film or did you do some stuff prior to this?
So I dropped out of college in 2006, actually the month that house prices peaked. Mm-hmm. And my idea was to start a film production company, but to fund those projects, I started a house painting business, which my timing wasn't the best.
No.
But that being said, I'm glad I dropped out. You know, it was a better decision than the alternative. But I did a small...
Painters that are sober can make a whole bunch of money.
But it's hard to find a sober painter.
Right. The joke is not misplaced.
I did a small independent feature, and it was more of my film school. You know, it was a practical, hands-on experience.
Was that what you were going to college for?
I was studying economics at the University of Iowa, and I realized if I finished my degree, I'd have to get a job, and then this film...
Never going
to
happen.
Yeah, exactly. And so...
So you had a vision for doing a movie in the past.
Right. But it wasn't necessarily related to economics.
Right.
And so I wanted to get back into economics, so I just did a torrent search for economics, and a Mises Institute audiobook of economics in one lesson came up, and I thought, okay, if Henry Hazlitt can predict the housing bubble in 1944 and describe it basically to a T, then there's other people that predicted it. So that gave me the idea to go out and interview people and make this documentary.
Cool.
But most of the film work I've done has been music videos and concert videos. That's what it's been.
Jimmy Morrison from The Housing Bubble at thebubblefilm.com. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at an Acapulco 2018 on day number two, and we did find out that they are live streaming this event. However, it is a paid live stream, so we'll figure out if there's a way to get any sort of access easily to that. They told us it was a link, and it was very, very long, so we can't just tell you on the air. But I would suggest going to anarchapulco.com, because I suspect that eventually that link will be there. If it's not now, it probably will be later, and you'll be able to watch the stuff later on. Because, well, actually, we haven't even had a chance to go in there and watch any of the presentations.
Nope.
But one guy has been in the room, and well, at least one. There's hundreds of people here. Ernest Hancock is with us here, Dean and Mark, at the beautiful Princess Resort right on the beach of Acapulco, Mexico. Hey, Ernie. Oh,
hey,
wait, let me turn you down.
This is a nice hotel.
It sure is.
You know, from the other years I've done it, came here and I'm going, ooh, score. Yeah. I haven't made it to the beach yet.
It's
I'm
right still, down there.
I see it, and I'm so busy, I'm trying to get stuff. We did a presentation on Thursday, and so that's good. And the first day, I get that done, and then gave away a big, giant suitcase full of
T-shirts,
you know, and the newsletters and so on that we had, and I guess I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
Well, where's that beach massage, man?
Enjoy.
I'm like, let's do it.
Now, let's compare a little bit, because you were here last year. You were at an Acapulco.
No, I wasn't here last year. I was here the first 2 years. I missed it last year, and I really regret it.
Well, it was good last year. Last year was my first year, and this is bigger already. I mean, we're just, this thing isn't even half done yet, and it's bigger than it was last year. In fact, they said it's a sold-out event this year. How is the room looking? I mean, when you were speaking, this room is tremendous. I mean, it just goes back.
It is packed. It's probably one of the bigger ballrooms I've ever seen, and they've had... I walked in, and I go, I don't know how they're going to get 1,500 people in.
Can they? Is it that big of a room?
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty big.
It's huge.
And what they did is, because it's so big and long, they have it midway through, they have a large video screen they are able, so the people in the back, it's not like you're at a concert looking at, so they got a big screen in the middle of the room. That's why it helps them out.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's impressive. I mean, they've done an amazing job here. It seems like everything's running smoothly. I mean, I haven't heard anybody griping about anything going on. So it seems like they've really got their act together. In fact, I was impressed yesterday morning when they had a huge line of people early in the morning waiting to get their passes. When they started the event, they just threw open the doors and said, just everybody come on in. And they just let everybody in, even if they didn't have
the pass. Yeah, that's one thing that works out well for here. This room has several entrances, large, you know, two double doors per entrance, and they're staffed by bilingual staff from the hotel. I guess they're from the hotel, and they're there to help anybody, and they go, I am bilingual, so all you gringos that only speak one language, come over here, I'll help you out. And you walk in, they open the door for you. It's been really nice.
The service is outstanding, I mean, at these hotels.
I'm sorry?
The service is outstanding, I mean, at these hotels.
You know, the one thing that was a problem that, you know, had an impact on me, which, you know, I know how these things go, is they didn't have the schedule up online until, like, I don't know,
Wednesday night or something like
that. Yeah, at the earliest. I mean, you know, or this morning. And that's when I found out, you know, when I spoke, and that, oh, and it's 30 minutes. So I go, well, I guess that, you know, hour down the 45-minute presentation isn't going to do it. So give me a meat axe, and I can start, you know, slashing through it. But we got, and it's good they do the half hour. I mean, it makes you skip to the end, you know.
Sure.
So it's worked out. A lot of great speakers. And the people, you know, a lot of people came here because once they found out that this is the place to espouse this philosophy, they got their own stuff. They got their own idea. They're from London and Dubai and Asia and everywhere.
True.
And they're going, they're wanting to meet people, and they know who you guys are and me and some of the others, and they're just want to tell you their idea.
Yeah. Yep.
And I go, I got it down. I take my camera. You got a card. I go, click, take a picture of it, and then I forward it to Donna. She's scheduling, problem solved. Done. So we'll be hearing a lot from a lot of people.
Well, a lot of people don't know who we are, which is nice. We're meeting new people here who've never heard of Free Talk Live or LRN.FM or...
Or Declare Your Independence.
Or Declare Your Independence.
So, Ernie, for those that have not heard of Declare Your Independence, what is it?
Declare Your Independence radio show I started back in 2003 on Terran Radio in Phoenix, Arizona, and Scottsdale and so on. But it was... I remember when it happened... They were really excited about, I thought I was going to be able to do like a 13-week contract, like a quarter of a year for a few months, sponsored. We landed a morning show, got it going, and I figured that was going to be it. And it was about not going into Iraq in a ground invasion. That's what the whole point was, is be anti-war. I just sold my restaurant. So I had a few months. We'll go kick ass. Well, the phones lit up. Things went well. You know, other stations kept up and whatever. I go around. But what happened after about 2 years, they were really excited about the numbers. And I go, well, I had that many downloads on the internet today. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. So I could see the internet was where it was going to go. So we started focusing on that. And then we started with LRN a long time ago. You know,
I had been on several networks
before. But it was always, they were not digging that not voting thing, you know. And even after, you know, we were so involved with the Ron Paul Revolution stuff, but I still wasn't voting. I mean, especially not voting, you know.
Well, I don't care. For me, voting, you either vote or you don't vote, whatever makes you happy. And
it won't make much of a difference either way.
But understand that the statistical, impact to your vote is minute.
But every now and then in New Hampshire, Mark, there was one vote that you missed that voted by one, right? Wasn't there one in your town?
One of those. And then
it's all your fault.
It was all his fault
you
in that case.
But they likely would have gotten it through the next time.
Yeah, no, that was not my point. When I did this, I'm like, you're still voting? And it was a critique on so many things in the voting that's bad, yeah. You know, how they count them, who's available, ballot access. I mean, I was protesting a lot of things. But it's been, at LRN, you guys were a lot, you, yeah, well, that's all good. Yeah, you do a good show.
Sure, man.
Peace out, you know. And
you
guys
have fun.
Fine. So I found
awake.
A home. I'm on a.
You know, do the best morning show, I believe, in the industry.
Thank
that's what
you
I believe.
Very much. And a lot of people like it, but it's not. It's not going to get sponsored by GE.
Nope.
No.
As they go bankrupt. But you know, but the that's what I experienced in the industry when
yep.
I was in it, you know, and I produced for Charles Goyette on Air America for a long time
yep.
and stuff. So I understand the industry. They are not there to provide this kind of content. In fact, they're do everything they can to squash it, and that's what we're seeing with the bloggers on YouTube, Facebook. You know, all these, everything is so manipulated. Well, that's why we started PiratesWithoutBorders.com. It was a decentralization of everything, and we could talk about it, have fun with it, and that was kind of what my presentation was about today. If you go to PiratesWithoutBorders.com, go to the forums, and do the big idea about building my pirate ship. Because, damn it, I can.
That's right.
You know, you're not thinking big enough. That's what the problem is.
And you are thinking big. I mean, we've talked to you briefly about this in the past. You want to build basically a dirigible, right? Like a big floating...
Yeah, it's a, you know, airship filled yep. with lighter-than-air gas, helium, hydrogen, whatever. But it's more than that. It has an airfoil. It has rocket engines. It has ducted fans with thrusters. It's, you know, 1,000-plus feet long. It kicks your
wow.
crap out of the Hindenburg, you know.
How long was that?
Pardon me?
The Hindenburg. How long was
900
that?
900 feet. It was pretty big.
Okay, yeah.
It was a huge thing. And it, and this technology just went away. And I'm going, why?
Because of Hindenburg.
Because
a German,
it went down in flames.
Yeah, a German airship was filled with hydrogen because the United States kept Germany away from helium technology because of the whole fascist thing,
yeah.
And that was it. That's the answer.
Well, you know what happened was helium burns really fast, and it mm-hmm. goes up. I mean, boom. That was not, was you know, the big graphic. You know, it was the aluminum coating they put on it. It was
okay.
the coating on the Hindenburg that was all the fire.
Wait, was okay. the Hindenburg helium or hydrogen?
Hindenburg was hydrogen.
It was hydrogen.
Yeah.
Is helium as flammable? Or?
No, not nearly.
No. Helium is not flammable.
Okay.
But the one thing about hydrogen...
But helium is hard to get.
Okay. Well, they found a new supply...
In Africa.
Yeah, in the Rift Valley.
I'm paying attention.
But
you
know, this is another thing. You go up in the atmosphere, there's a thin layer of helium.
Is that okay. right?
You just go up there and you go, and
suck
that's
in.
Mine. But the, you know, what we were thinking of even going hydrogen, because one, it has a much greater buoyancy.
Sure.
And the other thing is that you can crack water to get oxygen and hydrogen, which is also my rocket fuel from going to Mars and suck it.
All right, hold on. Hold that thought, Ernie. We're going to bring you back here in a moment to talk more about this literally pie-in-the-sky plan, which is fascinating. We'll continue here with Ernest Hancock from Declare Your Independence and also PiratesWithoutBorders.com. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018. Go to anarchapulco.com to learn more about the event. It's brought to you by Bitcoin.com, and it's a great event. I'm glad to be back. Glad we had the chance to go last year, and this year is even bigger. I don't know if it can get any bigger than this. They might have to rent a football stadium if they want to get bigger than this. This is a huge event. We're at a tremendous location, the Princess Resort, right on the beach in Acapulco. Very, very pretty. And Ian and Mark in the studio here, and our studio is actually outside. We're under an overhang, and it's very, very nice. Nice breeze coming through today. Hundreds of people are out and about. There's interviews. We just actually got interviewed a moment ago, so we're interviewing. People are interviewing us. It's really a great time, and we're meeting a lot of new people. But sometimes we see friendly faces that we, you know, sort of the regulars for Free Talk Live when we come at come to some of these events, and Ernest Hancock is definitely one of our regulars.
Definitely
here
that.
On Free Talk Live. And you actually spoke earlier today, Ernie, to a very large crowd. You were just before lunch, or just after or before lunch? Were you...
Before lunch.
Just before lunch.
It was me and then Luke Radowski. So it was a good twofer there. I mean, we had a lot of fun doing this. And my big thing has been just the inspiration of this very crowd, this type. And I'll tell you what's changed. There's so many more women.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And they're bodaciously babish as well.
Yeah, that much is true. But I don't think we're allowed to say it anymore. But yeah, I mean, it's true. It's
true. I don't know if they're.
What are we not allowed to say?
It seems like they're anarchists. They're usually here with friends or spouses or other guys.
They do seem to be here with other guys.
You would think that.
Maybe.
You know, I was wondering how big a crowd there are of these young women looking for some crypto honeys, man. They're going, hey,
they figured out where the money is.
I see you're in crypto.
Yeah.
You know, what's up? You know, from out of town. So this has been, but it hasn't really been like that. They're just, it's the anarchist, voluntarist mentality is totally different. People are much more respectful of each other. People are much more honest. They're open. They're free. They're accepting or tolerant. And they understand no. You know, and they go, nah, I'm not interested. Oh, cool. Next. You know, I mean, you know, it's just, you can see that in the relations with everyone here is just so much more, less pressure, deflated, relaxed. And that's
But we
why,
are in Mexico on the beach in Acapulco.
Well, I mean, you know, it's in Acapulco. This has been my experience, you know, since the first time. They come here to chill and to learn and to share. And it's just with 1,500 people, I was interested to how it would go this year.
Yeah, sure.
And the one difference has been a lot of people have come to share their experiences around the world. But who do they share with? There isn't another group like this that already has done a decade or two of this and understand and been down the road of with the man of the gendarme with the badge and the always available gun, explained it to them, you know. And they come here and they're going, wow, you had 14 of the exact same situation example. How did you deal with it? I moved.
There's that.
So, speaking of moving, you were just talking about moving into a pirate ship, Ernie, and that's something that you've been designing with assistance from, what, Derek Slopey from...
you know, the site has been Derek Slopey and Davi Barker and I have been doing most of the work.
Derek, for our listeners that may not be aware, is the guy behind AgarusHosting.com. Davi, a lot of people remember him from
Shiny Badges.
Bitcoin, not bomb.
Has he given up the Shiny Badges? Has Davi given up on the shiny badges because his website's
down? No, that's
down.
Probably, you know, he does a lot of his sales from there. I don't know. You know, I know whenever he comes to visit, we're working on stuff. He's got a bunch of orders to fill.
Okay. All right. The last two times, I need to talk to him because the last couple times I've been to his site, it's been down. So,
I'm not sure how much he interfaces with the site.
Okay.
He has some stuff on Pirates of the Borders, but I've been there while he's doing 10,000 this and 20,000 that and stuff. I mean,
so
of course, when Roger Ver orders anything, you know, he gets a lot of it. But it's, and then of course, Pirates Without Borders, we have a lot of pens and different things that we do there.
Yep. Now, so Pirates Without Borders, let's get back onto that.
Well, Davi did the artwork for a lot of, I mean, of course, it was, you know, everything is, you know, what I want, you know, but I...
Like the skull face on the front of the ship?
Right.
That was your idea?
All right, how that came about is we were thinking, all right, this is what happened. It was a year ago this last fall when the headline out of Iceland was, and I just had, it's a long story, I had a lot of guys on, but the headline was, the pirate party's nothing. It only got 16% of parliament.
That's amazing.
And I go,
that was their first time out, wasn't it?
And I go, only? What the hell are they talking about? So I'm going,
the Libertarian Party's been trying for 1% for 40, 50 years.
So what we did is the Levolution started in America about the same time the Pirate Party was going on in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see Iceland's kind of, you know, jumping the pond there a little bit. So I go, yep, here we go. It's going to, this pirate thing, it's going to be pirate everything everywhere. And I already know because I got grandkids and they're all pirated up, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just pirate. So I go, yeah, we're going to do a pirate thing. This is going to be fun. And as we did the research, Davi and I watched all the old movies. We watched different series. We read the lore. We do the research. Yeah, no, Davi does a lot of the research. He'll have a letter of Captain Mark. We'll start off with 100 pages of stuff, and he'll whittle it down to like 20, then we'll go over it, and he'll write something. Then we'll spend a day and a half on every freaking word, you know, and have 700 words, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, during this research, this is what we found out. You're a pirate if you don't worship some flag. If you're against all flags, you're a pirate.
Okay.
All
right.
Now, if you get a letter of mark from...
So it doesn't have to do with, like, swashbuckling or stealing or raping or pillaging. That doesn't have to do with...
If you do it for the crown. See, this is what happens. They do a letter of mark. They give it to you and say, yeah, you may rape and pillage and destroy and whatever, but as long as I get a cut of that Spanish galleon, you're all good. Okay? So then what happens when you go, nah, I'm not doing it. I either do it on my own or I don't do it. I don't respect your flag. I'm against all flags.
Yeah.
Boom, pirate.
Okay.
That's what the criteria was. It wasn't what you did. It's you didn't respect them and do it under their approval. So
that's
I'm
right.
going, no, hell no. I go, Pirates Without Borders. Then we needed to set what the criteria of kind of pirates that we were.
Yeah.
So we have a pirate code. Well, it's a non-aggression principle.
Which Davi told me that he took the Shire Society Declaration.
Which was taken from L. Neil Smith.
And reworded it to be piratized, basically.
Yeah. And that was another thing. On the back of the flyer, you'll see ye old parlance. So we took all, like, you know, like, what's a scallywag? You know?
A bad person?
Yeah. It's what?
A bad person?
Well, it's a person that any bilge rat, you know, it's anybody that collects taxes or a bilge rat that pays them or something like that.
All
right. And then keelhaul. What's keelhaul? They drag you across the bottom of the ship. You know, that's what that is. They drag you the rope underneath all the barnacles.
Right.
Well, that's what you do to any scallywag. I mean, you know, it's that kind of crap. So we're just having fun with the parlance.
Yeah.
And we pirated up, you know, the letters. But they are very serious. We went over every freaking word, every line of that is to build up to a conclusion. And the whole point is, you know, on energy, on cryptocurrency, on intellectual property we attack, first contact with artificial intelligence, I mean, anything, war, self-defense, I mean, all of these pirate communication, all of these things is what would a decentralized voluntarist anarchist say and or do or support or all agree on this issue. And then it always comes down to, they always get you where you are. Well, it's geography. You're born in you know, this country of. Well, we need a ship. Everybody got to have a ship. So as we were designing the ship, Athena, one of my graphic designers and does our magazine covers and so on, she goes, "You're always going on about airships. Let's just make it an airship." You know?
Yeah.
And I go, "As long as it goes to space." You know? So we started designing it, and she came up with the front. And there was, and I kind of sent her one, we go back and forth for weeks. And one time she kind of did this faceted look on the front of it being like a pirate skull as the front of the ship.
Yeah, yeah.
At the same time, I had just found out that they had come up with a number 10 hardness transparent titanium or whatever the hell it was. It's some kind of carbon thing. It was transparent. But they go, "Yeah, but you got the front of the ship. You know, meteors would just go, you know, micrometeorites would kind of go, hell, that's the strongest part of the damn ship." You know?
Okay.
So I go, you know, "I'm not worried about it." So we had the big glass front. Then, you know, we had the cargo area. We had the ducted fans. And and one thing, I wanted to have rocket engines. Well, SpaceX, their Merlin engines, after 10 reuses, you know, on their first stage, they're going on the secondary market with them.
Really?
What are you doing? Why does one's dirigible, one's airship, need rocket engines?
Because it's cool.
It goes to space.
But how can you take an air into space?
Oh, this is a very good question that you just asked. There are,
I
you
never
spend
had conversations
all of
like
your
this.
Energy. This is what Spaceship One, Spaceship Two is about.
Okay.
It had a mothership that took the ship up to like 70,000, 60,000 feet or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Then it dropped it, turbines of speed, boom, they're in space.
Yep.
Well, what we do, instead of using all this energy to get up, we just float to the stratosphere.
There you go.
We just float to the whatever sphere of it. We're up here. Light them engines. You don't have air resistance. You get up to 18,000 miles an hour. Boom, you're freaking orbit. Done. Next.
Wow.
You know, so it's not that hard. I think the biggest problem we're going to have is, like, we do that.
How do you
slow it down? Exactly. It's going to be slowing down. That's going to be the problem.
We can talk more about it if you want to stick around. More with Ernest Hancock from Declare Your Independence, also over at PiratesWithoutBorders.com. This is Free Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco 2018.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.